Yeah, look, Warwick, some great news, and we're announcing today that we've sold the Mooroopna site, which we first announced we'd divest back in 2011, so it's been a long time coming. The good news, though, is that the site's been sold to Geoffrey Thompson Holdings, and as you know, the Thompson family are Shepparton-based, and they're the largest apple and pear grower and packer in Australia, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, so effectively it's going from a canned fruit processing site to now a packing site for one of the largest or the largest fruit packer in the country.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, it hasn't really been a canning site for the last couple of years as we've sort of gradually migrated all of the equipment and staff across to our main site in Shepparton. So it's, you know, it's a perfect home for the Thompson Group, and they've got some really exciting plans looking forward.
That must be exciting to at least find a buyer so quickly, having only listed the site not long ago.
Yeah, no, that's right. Our agents did a fantastic job. There was strong interest from five parties, and we're very happy with the outcome. And I think it's a really good story for Shepparton. It's great for us because the Thompson family have been a partner to SPC for many, many decades. In fact, we were an equity partner with the Thompson's family if you go back sort of 50 or 60 years, and they continue to store fruit and supply fruit to us. So I think it's a win-win.
Can you tell us much in the way of the details of the deal, how much the factory was sold for, etc.?
Look, the final price is obviously commercial in confidence, but we had the site valued ahead of the process, and the good news is that we've achieved a price that's slightly ahead of the valuation and slightly ahead of the book value, so we're very happy.
Is SPC continuing some involvement in the site, or is it now exclusively Geoffrey Thompson's?
Yeah, look, we continue to store product at the site today, so finished product. And the good news is that we'll continue to do that under the sale agreement. So the Thompsons have been good enough to allow us to continue to lease about 15,000 square metres for storage, which is great. So we'll do that for probably up to about a two-year period.
And what does that mean then for Foodshare, who SPC had allowed to operate out of that site?
Yeah, well, again, that's also great news for that wonderful local charity. So they'll continue to operate out of the site, which is great.
I suppose, how do you rate this? Is this a significant step for SPC Armona, given that, well, historically those two factories were only brought together when SPC and Armona combined, and now the old Armona factory is going on to something new while the SPC factory is being upgraded?
Yeah, look, I think it's sort of symbolic, and I think it's been talked about and planned for many, many years. So I guess in that sense, you know, we close one chapter and we open another. I think it's very much part of our plan to, you know, consolidate our manufacturing assets and be a more efficient, lower cost producer. We're getting on and doing all the things we said we'd do. It was very much part and parcel of our commitment to the state government when they provided support. So we're getting on and doing the things we said we would do.
And that, I suppose, the only question that remains then about the future of SPC's factories is you have more than one factory still in northern Victoria with a site in Kyabram. What can you tell us about the future of that site?
Look, the Kyabram site continues to produce our wonderful IXL jam, and that factory is going very well. There will be a point in the future where we'll need to invest to upgrade that facility. I guess that's the point in which we'll decide whether or not it makes sense to continue at that location or think about whether there's an opportunity to move the manufacturing assets at Kyabram across to Shepparton.